God calls Samuel in the night, from 1 Samuel and from John. He says, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," then told to warn others of sin in Israel. This is a story of calling and hearing that call. We have been called, and some have been able to hear that call while others feel as though the call has not yet come to them. Samuel cannot understand the voice of God as he hears the call of God. Samuel thinks it's Eli calling him. Eli, as the priest, was having difficulty understanding this call was from God to Samuel as well. Hearing God is not always clear or easy. Hearing God can be confusing, and we may not want to hear God call us. We never know what God is calling us to do, so sometimes we ignore God's call. After we do hear God, like Jonah, we may try to hide from his call. We may not like what God has to say, so we may think it is better to run and to try to hide from God. Hiding from God is usually not successful. Just ask Jonah. We may end up in the belly of a fish for 3 days. Listening for God's call can be difficult as well. We may think we hear God and begin on our own doing what we think is God's work, only to find ourselves running in circles, stuck in our own world. God called Samuel, and it was clear he intended to call Samuel for the good of all people. God called Samuel to begin a new mission for Israel. What is the call of Samuel? Why is God changing the guard of Israel? Eli was not keeping up with his call as a priest and didn't control his children. The sin that came upon them was too great, and God called Samuel to save the children from their sin and sinful lives. In John's Gospel, we hear Jesus talking with the disciples and instructing them concerning sin from the 21st verse of our 20th chapter. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." End quote. Jesus shows us in our call that the Holy Spirit comes to us as we are called and sent. The Spirit of God walks with us in our call. God calls us and sends the Holy Spirit to teach us and to share with us the will of God as we go out from this place, spreading the good news that God has come to save us from our sin. God comes to us in human form to exchange our sin for his life. God comes to us to open the gate of salvation to all his creation. God calls us to a bigger mission, a mission of love and kindness. God calls us to proclaim all he has done for us, so that all people may come to him and see that Jesus is the open gate for all nations. Jesus gave his life for us so that we too will know the truth is in him, and life comes from God in the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, the open gate of salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Beckoning God, in the stillness of the night you called Samuel into your service. Call us into service with a voice we are able to hear, and give us hearts to come when we are called to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.